Welcome to the April 2014 installment of Industrial Heating's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast, underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, leaders in the design and manufacture of leading technology vacuum furnaces for a wide variety of thermal processes. Solar Manufacturing, the brightest solutions through ingenuity. On the web at www.solarmfg.com. This month's podcast discusses the use of moly and graphite inside a vacuum furnace, specifically their use as heating elements. First, you'll hear Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Jim kicks off the discussion by asking his regular guest, Bill Jones, CEO of Solar Manufacturing and Solar Atmospheres, about the historical debate about moly and graphite. Here's Jim Nagy.
Well, Bill, back in the day when vacuum furnaces were becoming a more essential tool in the toolbox of the heat treater, the only materials readily available for the hot zone were refractory metals, especially molybdenum. Today, graphite has been an excellent alternative to moly for heating elements for over, say, the last 25 years or so. Graphite has advantages over moly, yet there still seems to be a debate over which material to use in certain applications. Why is that? What has brought this about?
Jim, the original argument over graphite versus molybdenum, as you have noted, goes back some 25 or 30 years. The problem is that in the metallurgical community, particularly the metallurgists, for what reason, I'm not certain, whether it's due to their education or whether it was due to any number of reasons, considered that graphite was a metallurgical poison to the metals that they were processing. And that's the problem with graphite back in the day. The other issue with the graphite heating elements of yesteryear is that we did not have good mechanical designs. The mechanical designs that were primarily used were of the tube and knob sort of approach. And they were pinned together somewhat like tinker toys with compression fits and with pins, which meant there were joint problems. Now, those problems have been overcome in more modern times with the use of our bolting techniques. So the big thing here that we've been able to do is overcome some of these issues. Now, let's talk about moly. Moly, under certain conditions, will react badly with materials of evaporation. Those materials of evaporation, of course, are from the work itself. And those principal metals are chrome and nickel, which will evaporate at temperatures over 2100 degrees Fahrenheit and in high vacuum. This results in splitting and curling, for example, which you might just think of distortion, but it can be severely so. Graphite was an answer to the moly heating element problem in these more sensitive applications. As time went on, those of us in the furnace building industry learned to solve the mechanical problems with graphite. And we also learned that in the general heat treating application, graphite was not the great poison that was considered by the metallurgist of yesteryear.
So why would we as vacuum furnace designers select graphite over moly? What are the advantages of graphite and of moly?
Very good question. Graphite is inherently more stable than moly in the furnace. Graphite does not have some of the metallurgical disadvantages. It has 1/10 the thermal expansion, for instance, and it stays very symmetrical, and the alignment with the heating elements and so on is far better than that of moly. Moly tends to droop. Moly has any number of issues which are just mechanical in nature. The other big advantage of graphite is that it is less reactive with the ceramic electrical insulators. The metal vapors that evaporate in the furnace workload, and including the moly heating elements themselves, will react and form oxides which can deposit onto the electrical ceramics and lead to short circuits. Graphite resist that. And therefore, graphite is a better selection over moly in many of the heat treating applications. Now, on the other hand, moly has excellent applications where we have to deal with very reactive metallurgical materials like tantalum or zirconium, where we are at high temperatures, and graphite will produce a fair degree of CO. And moly, therefore, is a better selection for those applications. As you can see from what I've said, everything tends to be application-oriented. The processing of materials like tantalum and zirconium are reasonably specialized today, so the general heat-treating world is not as concerned about these materials as we are with processing stainless steels and many of the other things which graphite is very suitable.
Thanks for listening, and plan on listening to the June 2014 installment when Jim and Bill will discuss moly and graphite as insulation for vacuum chambers. Solar Manufacturing is the company bringing you this helpful information. Solar would like to have the opportunity to work with you on your current or future vacuum furnace needs. That can include new furnace design, construction and installation, rebuilding hot zones, or rebuilding entire furnace systems. Trust Solar Manufacturing, the brightest solutions through ingenuity. On the web at www.solarmfg.com. Thanks for listening.